From financial burden. Girls don't feel the need to call menstruation or periods with different names because of the stigma around it. A world where there is access to clean water, pad, readily available.
The communication officer for Women in Action Against Gender-Based Violence, Clarice Kantewa, says they have been out in some neighborhoods in Bamenda to drive home the message, targeting men as well, so as to put an end to the shame and stigma around menstruation.
We were also making sure that the myths that surround menstruation should be broken, as many of the men that we encountered still believe that menstruation is dead. And when a woman is seeing her period, there are certain things that she cannot do. So we try to educate them.
Besides being a time for awareness, menstrual hygiene has grown into a tremendous movement within the last 10 years when conversations get to influence policies that ensure women are not in any way held back because of menstruation. Mercy Kusi for the Regional News in Bamenda.
And over to the Southwest region, precisely in the FACO division, some home-based non-governmental organizations are carrying out activities to address the menstrual health needs of the underprivileged by reaching out to 1,000 young girls in Boyo and Limbe with sanitary kits and educative talks on menstrual hygiene. Dr. Diale reports from the Southwest.
Menstruation is a natural biological phenomenon, a timely occurrence that is expected once a month in the life of a healthy human female. Most often, menstruation is characterized with challenges ranging from sociocultural restrictions to lack of access to proper sanitary facilities. At a time when most homes in the region face water scarcity, it becomes a challenge to manage menstruation with dignity, coupled with period poverty for some who cannot afford sanitary pads during their menses. Activities on World Menstrual Hygiene Day in the region are centered at the Mile 17 Motor Park in Boya and Dockyard in Limbe. Mr. Roland Echu is a public health expert and the project initiator, bringing together five NGOs engaged in activities of the World Menstrual Hygiene Day. He gives reasons for the choice of these neighborhoods.
We've done some studies at the level of Mile 17 Park. We realize that most of the young girls and adolescents always have challenges when it comes to menstrual hygiene, when it comes to getting access to sanitary pads and having knowledge on how to manage the menstrual cycle. Same thing with Dockyard, where we carried a study there. So we'll give priority to community which are underserved when it comes to information in regards to menstrual hygiene and other related health issues. So if you look at Mile 17, most of those kids hawking them are IDPs, and most of them are helpful for people. So you realize that at times in a month they cannot even afford sanitary pads, even menstruation, that they have to use old clothing, old bedsheets to pad themselves.
He says it is possible to break the silence and end stigma associated to menstruation if everyone and every community gets involved.
Menstrual health is a human right to bodily autonomy. Discussing menstruation requires cultural support. There has to be education on menstrual hygiene management, like what we are doing now. We have to recognize the power of the menstrual cycle. Parents should educate their children at home. It's very important. Government and civil society organizations should take the lead, like what we are actually doing now.
Everyone, therefore, is expected to take the charge, no matter the agenda, to educate, empower, and transform the conversation around menstrual health and giving her the opportunity to reach her full potential, because it is just natural. Dr. Diale, for the Regional News in Boya.
Away from the menstrual health day, we take you to Next Door Center region, where egusi, also known as lemon seeds, has in recent time witnessed a drastic increase in price in local markets in the center region. A liter of egusi that used to be sold at 2,000 CFA francs now sells between 2,300 to 2,500 CFA francs, while a 50-kilogram bag that used to cost 45,000 CFA francs now sells at 60,000 CFA francs, as you tell us, Irene Mantia Yonge.
Egusi is one of the basic food commodities that have taken heat in local markets in the center region, with increasing prices for some time now. Visiting egusi sector at the Mokolo market here in Yaounde, Rosette Amabo, an egusi vendor, says the price of egusi has taken a rapid increase from a bag to various liters.
The prices of egusi now is too high as compared to before. Before, we were buying the bag of egusi for 45,000 francs, 47,000 francs. But now the wholesale price is 56,000. So at that time before, we were selling in the pocket of 5 liters for 2,000 at least. Price of 5 liters now, we want to sell the price of 5 liters now for 2,500 so that in order to cope and to have our own.
These melon seeds that come all the way from the north region vary prices depending on their types, as Rosette further explains.
So there are people that they base in Garowa to buy from farmers and send it to colleagues here in Yaoundé. When customers come like that, we say that we have the big grain and the small grain. And the two types of egusi does not have the same price. Like the smaller grain is dearer than the bigger grain. We don't know whether it's because it's scarce in the bush, or it's because it's having more nutrients than the bigger one. We don't even know. If we are buying this one like this for 56,000, this one, the smaller one, is 60,000. But the normal cost price of a goosey crop like this must be 500 in order to meet up with our prices. So the customer does not want to understand.
Buyers equally are complaining of the sudden increase in the price of a goosey, but however, they have taken some measures in order to make gains.
I crack and sell egusi pudding to sell in front of my house. Sometimes I sell in bars. We have a way of tying the bundles when price increases, so we are coping.
It is not really bricks business for these egusi vendors this season.
The profit is too small in order that if you don't take care, you'll not even meet up. You'll either sell at a deficit.
The egusi vendors, while hoping that the price of egusi would get better in the days ahead, are doing all they can to keep their customers alive. Irene Mansi Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
Nutritionists will always advise people to consume egusi, especially men, if they have to stay healthy and live a ripe old age. And as you heard in one of our lead stories, we take you over to the Adamawa region on a discovery expedition of a centenarian said to be 135 years old, whole and healthy. Amadu Guruja, an architect-transformed farmer, is said to have 17 children, 32 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren. The elderly person is a marvel to many, as he is firmly solid and moves without any human help at the age of 135. Amos Enonyaket tells us more.
About 45 kilometers from Gounderé, capital city of the Adamawa region, at the foot of Dembe Cliff, in the locality of Wak, along the National Road No. 1, linking the Adamawa and the North regions, Hamidu Guruja, age 135, lives in all quietness and peace as he vividly recounts his days on earth.
At the time I was a building engineer, I built several houses in Gounderé. In order to broaden my knowledge, I went to spend over 20 years in Nigeria. After my return from Nigeria, I went into agriculture.
Papa Hamidu, as he is fondly called by many, walks and eats without any human help. He is a moving library of his generation, which he readily transmits to those around him. Landi Delphine is the daughter of Papa Hamidu Guruja.
When Dad asked us to do something, I thought he hated us, but he showed us the right way. I would like to thank my father.
With his bed by the fireside to get some warmth during the night when it gets cool, the centenarian is credited to have contributed enormously in the construction of the Ngaundere prison and the road along the Mbe Cliff during the colonial days. Hamidu Guruja fathered 17 children, 32 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren. Today he looks back at his life with much delight, happy and grateful to have seen his descendants, even to the fourth generation. Amos Enonyaket, Agbo, CLTV News, Ngaundere.
You are listening to the regional news with 4 out of the 10 regions visited already. Let's now visit the littoral region, where over 90 members of the Voice of Cameroon community have been encouraged to overcome shame, speak out, and to help each other. The call was made during their first outing meeting, DOP Meet and Greet Together, on the theme, I am because you are because I am. The aim of the gathering is to move away from online meeting to physical meeting to create more acquaintances. Details with Bidmia Atang Tabara.
Today's meet and greet is a great success. We didn't expect that people were going to show up.
After about 2 months of meeting online, the Voice of Cameroon community, under the leadership of Prophet Bertrand Henry Orok, decided to make a change. Bison Karim is coordinator.
We hosted the first ever online meeting under the patronage of Prophet Henry Orok Bertrand, and everything went well. Thanks. I want to thank all the communities that came together.
The moderator, Kunze Emma Wealthy, attest that members turned out massively.
Over 90 people came all the way from a different town.
During the meeting, on an online call, the leader, Prophet Bertrand Henry Orok, gave out some financial assistance to some members like Abang Sami, Akeng Maxeline, and Ambe Brandon, respectively.
I know my business will go in another step.
It was so amazing. My prayer for him is that God should keep him.
Blessed me with a trip to Dubai, plus the resident visa with a flight all paid and my passport too paid.
In the words of Prophet Bertrand, no man is an island. We need each other to grow and form a better community. Douala, Bidmia, Atang Tabara, CRTV.
That's the package put together on the regional news.